Love, Poems for the Romantic Heart, written and read by poet D.N. Sutton. On August 25, year 2000, the inscription in this book reads, quote, "For Paul and Valerie, whose unfailing love made this book happen," unquote. Love, Poems for the Romantic Heart.
How moving the wonder. Love, we cannot be split one from another. We of the same self, the one being. How moving the wonder, single coin that is us. Two separate faces, two sides unlike. All of a piece, all of one core, the same in differentness. Marvelous the crafting of love. Melting, minting, melding, in fashion so mysterious it defies all. Love so calm, so quiet, so steely certain, too intense, too pure, too permanent for understanding. There is only knowing love, your beautiful face, and the one voice saying, forever, now, now, before now, beyond now, love. Alchemy unknown. It could have been another man, but it was you. Another woman could have lain beside you in the envelope of your arms, but it was I. What sweet fate, what alchemy unknown, brought base metal into unpredicted beauty, gold from the quite ordinary substance of our lives, defying all known laws of chemistry. Yet it was chemistry that made love viable, bringing the glint of undeniable value to our everyday coin. There are mysteries profound, and this is one of them. Eyes of thirst, young longing. Desert, ever the desert, and the mirage. Green oasis of love, beyond touch, taste, beyond grasp. Love seen wildly through the eyes of thirst. Its many-colored geography, a map uncharted, beckoning. Margins of its rapture only dreamed, its ardor all unknown. Again and again shadows strike. Sands quicken closing over, and there is nothing. Only long halls of desert and the pain. Meteors of emptiness crash down. Winds of self-pity moan, stirring up futile, bitter dusts, punishing impatient heresies. But the long day continues calmly, its sunlit clock playing patterns unforeseen. Sands extend and shift, horizons wander, blur, then clear. Desert, ever the desert. Where, when, if ever, the green oasis of love and the cool of the garden. Moon trough, Young Love. You, the moon's man. I, the moon's nun. We walk the moonlit sands, scarcely touching hands, encircled by desire, restrained by fear of fire. Moon, slim crown forever set in the firmament, ephemeral yet permanent, lies on the heart in unseen bands. We wear its amulet. These same strands that tame the wilderness of tides, this same moon in us abides. Invisible chains, disciplining light, controlling the unruly impulse of our veins until it wanes, until yet another night. We walk the moon-blessed sands, holding hands. You, the moon's man, I, the moon's nun, moon troth begun. No one shuts out the moon, my love. Moon, the moon. No one shuts out the moon, my love. No one who loves resists its spell. Slim crown of the darkened skies, moonlight on all lovers lies, on their hearts and on their minds. Mystic encirclement entwines desire and restraint, fire and complaint. Moon, the moon, cast its bedeviling light, purifying passion, beckoning delight. Moon, the moon, who can resist its potent pull, compelling light? Moon, the moon. No one shuts out the moon, my love. Not this night. Great bird. Let the great bird of love loft in your being, alight in unknowing crevices of the spirit. Hidden places you do not sense are there, but filled to bursting when the tide is in. Legendary bird of love, so seldom seen, come seeking you. Winging in like a white fall, dispelling dark floods of loneliness, releasing the shackled heart. Love, fling open your warming arms, retract wounding tongues, and in communion melt the icicles of doom. Love, where else haven? But in you, where else eyry when the winds are wilding? Where else tryst, ancient as the oceans, new as one wave breaking? This day's tide is yours. This life now, love imperishable, thunders on the beach of your own time. No, do not turn away the fabled bird of love, wheeling down winded reaches of the world in quest of you, swooping in with providential joy on the faded landmark of yourself. You, love, are the stronghold. Bird true, myth real, love, pulse of life, undying, immeasurable, impregnable, in God. Small bird. Small bird, I, landing on the windowsill of your heart. You let me in to stay, in that sweet shelter, in that warm place, winter-bound in love. Then, in spring, gala flight, impassioned wing, into sultry summer night. Soul bird singing in shimmering, shadowy light. Earth and all surround, a quiver in delight. Too soon coming of the cold. Too soon the frost. But love, oh love, is never lost. With you as mooring. Beloved, you are my oak. In the strong timber of your arms, I gain strength, find new dimension. In the sturdiness of your being, I live. With you as mooring, I am become a soul soaring, skimming mountains I could not climb, worshiping wildflowers I could not claim. The touch of your hand, your lips, sweet berries of love, splashing color on the brown earth of our lives. Beloved, in you I am released, a high kite, winging free, its invisible string anchored firmly in your heart. There have been loves before ours. There have been loves before ours. Loves that, like the sun, emblazon the dark. Dark made bright, cold made warm. Jungle tangle penetrable, anguish bearable. There have been loves before ours, recent, medieval, ancient, some distant as the silver stars, grown old but burning yet, sweet sound in the soundless void. There have been loves, lives, dreams, brilliant, unique, but none stronger, none to last longer love than ours. Love controverts time. When the frail flesh perishes, opening its cocoon, the waiting universe embraces its own. I am come into the morning. Without you, love, I would have only known part, not all. I would have missed much. The quiet woodlands of your being, benediction of your calm. Without your presence, I would have been halved, blurred, an echo. If you had not come to claim me, I would have been bereft of self. Without partner, without child, and the sweet songbirds of our lives would have been absent, silent. I would not have known where to shelter, and I would have wept. But I have been blessed with my inheritance. I have been chosen your beloved, and you I chose as mine. We are met, mated, one, in the deepest recesses of all wisdom, God. With you, love, I am come into the morning. Not since the dawn of time. Not since the dawn of time has there been love more than this. Not since the constellations spilled out of the palm of God. In me now, that same pulse, as when seas surged on the first shore, leap of sea foam in my veins. The warmth of your arms, golden acreage of strength and sweetness, sun companion, and nights glittering fiercely with the pure ice of diamonds, I am overcome to have lain on the breast of the universe. I exult, I who know permanence, I dare to breathe the distillation out of the eons. Is you. Love like this. Love breaks over the shore of our being like a great surf, its power primordial. What did we know of life until it swept over us? Its depths and mysteries. Wild kisses of the winds, moments becalmed when spray stood still, sun warmed. In us, elements conspired, moon, sun, sand, sea converged, tossing two laughing souls on a holy beach. Union, communion, dreamed, undreamed. Love like this captures the cosmos in its kiss. Were it not for you, my love, were it not for you, my love, not for you, I would have plummeted out of the sun-filled sky. Heart aflame, but spirit quenched, cold stone falling, broken and alone. Were it not for you, my love, I would not now be flying. Your embracing parachute, its warming folds uplifting, holding me in gentle drifting. Were it not for you, my love, I would have long ago been lost in spiritual permafrost. Were it not for you, not for you. Timeless moments. How can one know who has not known great love, what great love is? Great love outlasts, transcends, burns on in quiet incandescence. How can one know who has never known timeless moments of the soul, of God descending into the being, mysterious pathways to the core. Some, most, far too many have never known such bliss. For them, I wish more, far more. For me, I give thanks profound for this. Some must find a way. How in the leap over the canyons of the heart did we connect? While others plunge into the crevasse of loneliness, painful landings on the edge of dream. How in that wilderness did we converge on love, and love survives, illuminating the inner landscape of our lives. Long-standing celebrants of love, are they so rare? Some must care, search for place, soothing the jagged cut of need in soft linings of themselves. Some must find a way to erase the darkness of their day, take flight into untrammeled, impassioned night. Some must deeply long to transpose fleeting cadences of joy into undying song. Others have come before us. Others have come before us who have loved. Shadowy men and women, out of whose loins we built our bone. Once they lived too, felt the moon's touch on the nape of the neck, nostrils awakening to the scent of spring. Fierce enjoiners of life, ancient packets of straw served as haylofts for their flight into golden bursts of joy. Some must have known more than the surge of the blood, tasted of the rare honey of the beyond of love, from secret apiaries few had dreamed were there. Others have come before us, loved, lived, celebrating ecstasy, knowing the knife of dark events can come down on the soul like a guillotine. Yet moments of great love burn on. In the long climb, you were the pinnacle, the peak. At the shrouded summit, clouds too dense to see, you were there for me. Alone, I would have gone on, laughed, played, worked, prayed, and mourned in quiet corners of myself for you, the absent heartbeat of my life. If I had missed you, I would have grieved, knowing I was of love bereaved. But I am blessed. In the long climb, at the high crest, clouds still too dense to see, you, my soul, my mate, are waiting there for me. New arenas. In the dawn days, you were the morning glory of my being. I sensed you, knowing you would take form, affirming dream. In the noon, you came. Person real. Goodness bedrock. Calm, the calm of mountains. So quiet, you were not there. So strong, you were ever present. Now, sunset's crimson. The sweep of decades has beauty of its own, beyond expectation. Night descending, new arenas open. Laughing waters cool us, and the feel of your hand, so familiar, leads on. Marriage memorable. And so in this church we took our vows. This place of loving souls, dedicated bricks. This hallowed space, built like any other of sand and water, wood and stone, but sanctified by inclusive spirit, made beautiful and holy by its heart. In this enfolding house of God, at its warming altar, our troth was blessed, made everlasting, enduring, real, unreal, solid, ethereal. Interplay of light and shadow, laughter and longing. Our imperfect match transmuted into icon, legend, finding immortality in grief and joy. Marriage memorable. By God, I love you yet. I love you yet, as we face the vast unknown without regret. When the time comes, when the time comes, that time inevitable, when souls take their destined journeys to the stars, you will be with me. Not the young ones whose slender tethers swinging free send them into orbits of their own. And not the ones who came before us, on whose life ladder we climb to proclaim ourselves. No. When the time comes, time indisputable, it will be you and I. The same magnet that drew us close, same compass that led us on, same power that held us then, holds us now. We will move into the vastness, the coolness, the darkness. Two children holding hands. Museum piece. She was born on an island in the Aegean Sea in ancient times. She had slender wrists and a long, slender neck with hair piled up in an elaborate headdress, mark of the high-born, as was the girdle around her waist. Her husband, her lover, was a beautiful man with a great shock of curly hair on a noble brow. He looked like a leader, a lion, but he was more, a wise man and a tender father. Their days were calm and comfortable, Their nights burst like starfire with the intensity of their passion. But the river of time, the inexorable river, flowed on. In the long golden years, their vows took on new dimension, and she longed to seal them with another baby. They laughed at this charming absurdity and lived until in time the waters, the sand, the pebbles, the silt turned them to stone. This did not dismay her because she knew love was forever. For hundreds of years she continued to wait. She liked her present abode on the top floor of the museum. On occasional bright days in this northern city, the sunlight burst through the skylights, reminding her of home. She particularly loved the moonlight with its incandescent splendor, recalling the nights of love and communion that had illuminated their lives. She did not know where he was, and it did not trouble her. It was enough that he was, that he is, that no given moment in time ever dies. Who knows, she reflected, he could even be on another floor in this museum. This amused her. No matter. In time, it would all play out. So more years passed. One night, when there was a particular hush in the cool night air, when the moon cast exquisite silvery light on her marble figure, a young man came out of the shadows. He looked so much like him, she mused, but alive, young, and vital. Her numb heart stirred. He climbed her pedestal and grasped her in his arms. Gently, he cupped her face in his hands, breathed kisses on her ears and eyes. When his form, full lips pressed on hers, sensation came back slowly, and she fell into ecstasy. His hand on her cold breast stirred once again that sleeping stream, and the cup of herself once more overflowed. She knew now it had to be him, and that overpowering knowledge brought them once again into being. It was beyond dream, beyond expectation, beyond Earth. The next morning, at the base of her statue, the guard found a live infant, pink and well, wrapped in a gold threaded blanket, lying in a basket of mysterious ancient reeds.
To read a collection of D.N. Sutton's poetry on the World Wide Web, visit the Soul Site at soulsite.com or write to Sherwood Spencer, the Soul Site Press, at Box 517, La Jolla, California, 92038.